Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pulaski County, Missouri, home of the hot, was she a math teacher?
Yes.
Gorgeous math teacher. According to the New York
Post.
Yeah,
she's cute. She's definitely cute.
It is the middle of Missouri. Fort Leonard Wood is located in Pulaski County, so that might have been where he served. He came from here.
The dad in the hot tub looks like straight out of central Missouri or central Kansas or
Apparently he is.
Or central Iowa. Whatever.
And it looks to me like there's may not be a dispensary in Pulaski County, Missouri, because it's a lot of little towns.
You got to drive how far?
Unless they got one at Fort Leonard Wood, but I doubt it. I don't think they have a dispensary at the PX at the base.
Probably not. Be a lot cooler if they did.
I'm pretty sure those bases are federal property.
And that's why
weed
they were
is
stationed
federally
there, right?
Illegal.
Yeah, they were stationed.
No, it looks like it's a few hours from St. Louis, a couple hours from Springfield.
Down near the Lake of the Ozarks.
Southeast of the Lake of the Ozarks.
She's what she looks like is on the social media. Check it out. Speaking of affairs, apparently... they kick up this time of year because everybody's at the gym now. And
feeling better about themselves?
No. Yeah. There's more people at the gym in the first 2 months. We all know that. If you belong to a gym, that's the busiest time. And then they start tailing off in March. And people start
start tailing off in February.
Yeah, mid-February.
Yeah, it's February, right. Yeah. And people go, how you doing? Yeah, that's apparently happening a lot more now.
I'm thinking about joining a gym.
Good for you.
So we have... Like, I'll work out at home a little bit, but my son, my youngest, has been going a bunch. We'll, like, drop him off and then go pick him up. I'm like,
joining a gym right after the headline is, people join gyms to pick up chicks.
Yeah. The timing's a little off.
That was right away. You just nailed that. I'm going to join a gym.
I should join a gym.
Did you just admit to something here?
Apparently, like, apparently, a lot of married dudes, hit on chicks at gyms. That's your article.
Skeezy.
Yeah, they start getting, hey, what's up? How you doing?
It's, don't be that guy.
Innocent flirting turns into more flirting, right? Yeah.
How does that work?
I don't talk to women at the gym unless they talk to me. And
silent.
A few listeners that I've talked to in the past that are ladies have walked up and said hi, but other than that, I would not...
I don't actively initiate
conversation in the gym,
I don't engage. I don't even talk to other dudes in the gym.
Unless you talk to me.
When I was still going to a commercial gym, I didn't talk to anybody. That was my point. I wanted to put my earbuds in and just not talk to anybody.
But people do. I mean, we're not exactly, social beings when we leave the building here.
No, we're kind of hermits.
But the fact is, people do have conversation. People at the gym, I see it all the time. They might know each other, they might not, but you'll see average conversations there.
Well, I would get.
You could also be not creepy.
I would get to the point where I would,
The only thing I'm creepy about is I know that I've been caught looking at some great asses, But that's I don't care. If you're gonna wear tight pants and you're a gorgeous woman, somebody's gonna get caught looking at your ass,
I mean, if I was at the gym with some you keep seeing the same people at the same times,
That's true.
Eventually, there was a nod.
Oh yeah, you would actually say hi then.
Hey, what up? Small talk conversation in between sets, but nothing.
But even then, it's usually a dude.
Yeah, it's always a dude.
It's not.
It's always a dude. I would never talk to a woman at the gym.
No, unless they approach me.
So you never would talk to a woman at the gym.
If the ones that approach me are listeners. And they want to say, hey, I love the show, that kind of stuff, or just talk a little bit,
Yeah.
But I get that. But
I talked to one woman at the gym now.
Yeah.
It's my wife because it's the basement.
It's in your basement.
That makes sense.
And you do that, when you're squatting, that's the noise you're making.
Yeah. It's very similar to Todd's peacock.
Peacockish.
Yeah.
peacockish.
The family hates it. They really hate leg day.
Oh. Right.
I don't even talk to my trainer anymore because she went back to teaching. And she just emails me my workouts.
Here, do this.
Yeah. So I basically, I don't really have much interaction at the gym. My gym's not very friendly. The previous gym I went to, a lot of guys listened, so they would come up and say hi, and I didn't mind that.
But, what do you stand at? You stand there when you're walking backwards.
We're also not on the make, you know?
No. Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
How you doing?
No, that was always my point.
My dad loves your show.
I just wanted to get in, get out, and have as little distraction as possible.
Yeah.
I didn't want to waste the time.
My gym was, it's swimming, all kinds of stuff there. So it's more of a social atmosphere. It could be if you want
to. Do you go swimming?
I used to. It's a pain in the ass because I like swimming. It's the best exercise there is, and I believe that. It's
low impact.
It's low impact, and it's complete body.
And it's all body, right, and low impact. The problem is you got to get in go in there, change.
And that's the thing. Probably shower.
Get in the tub, get in the pool, swim, get out, peel off your wet bathing suit, dry off, put your whatever you got on back on. It just becomes a royal pain in the ass, you know.
Like, that leads to being naked dude in the locker room.
Yeah, but not for long, you know.
Not for long.
You should just show up in your swim trunks, walk through the gym lobby, and go straight to the pool, swim, and then just walk straight out.
Flip-flops, trunks, and a towel over your shoulder. Walk straight in that.
This time of year, you mean?
Any time of year.
I mean, everybody
goes. No, but there's an outdoor pool at that gym. So you could walk in there with a swim trunk showing the summer.
Oh, okay.
Look like it.
And you should.
Yeah, get some chicken
But
tenders.
In the winter, there's only an indoor pool, so you just walk up. Yeah, I got it.
Do it, man.
Yeah.
Gym littered with women in their teens and 20s in line at the squat rack and doing every glute exercise
Todd,
possible?
Yeah, I didn't really argue with you on that, but I do see it a lot. You're right. I see a lot of cute women on the squat rack to get their ass popping. But some of them are popped too much, man. You know,
it's great. I mean, they're going to the gym. Good for you. You're working on yourself. But it's just, man.
Yeah,
it's all about the ass.
Boots and hams. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Some of them get a little bit too big.
In the morning.
That's my taste, you know.
The opposite of, skinny leg guy with the big chest and the, that used to be a phenomenon. You'd be the guy with the chicken legs and huge upper body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's the opposite.
Now they're skipping arm day.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going right for the glute exercises. All glutes all the time.
I don't see a lot of guys working on their asses. That's just guys doing, just squatting.
Well, I should.
All right.
But I'm afraid.
A certain age it goes away.
I'm afraid to approach these ladies because they would know, hey, how can I get the glutes like yours?
Yeah, that's a creepy line.
Yeah, don't do that around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Todd, because that's it could be a high school girl just showing up after school.
Because my gym is a city-owned gym, so I think a lot of high school athletes have access to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What, do old guys just squat until their balls hit the ground?
Ask Todd.
Yeah, that's generally my rule of thumb. It's a special exercise.
Like one.
The trainers will tell you ass to grass, but, at a certain age, it's just balls to the floor.
Yeah. Balls to the wall. So don't cheat at the gym. Unless you do, I don't care. Yeah, it's up to you,
Way to take a stand.
I don't care.
No, I've just felt douchey dropping my son off at the gym. They'd be like, all right, see ya.
Yeah.
Like, I could go in.
You should go with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started working out with my son when he was about that age,
And then he'd be throwing around a lot more weight than I would be.
Yeah, I was going to say, go in and realize how puny you are.
Don't worry about that. You're not trying to get, you're only massive at this point in your life that you don't. That's making sense.
No, I didn't want to exert much effort.
Exactly.
Much.
So there's a driving job opening for that Oscar Meyer Wiener Mobile thing.
But remember, I don't think they call it the Wiener Mobile anymore.
They call it the schlong. What?
What is it?
I thought they changed the name of it, or they were going to.
Well, this is what drugs me. What I want to talk about mainly is it's what, 35-6 a year?
Yeah. It doesn't pay well.
For a year-long job.
Do you need a commercial driver's license for this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah, that's a big van, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's long.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not commercial van. It's not commercial license long.
But it doesn't seem long.
No.
Does it beep when it backs up?
Probably.
I would have to ask a Wienermobile driver.
Oh, yeah. See, here, for a while, they changed it to the Frankmobile, but now I guess they've changed it back.
Call it the Wienermobile.
Yeah, because it's the Wienermobile.
It's like, why get rid of something that everybody calls it that?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about Twitter and X. I mean, why get rid of a brand?
And that hasn't been a long
time. Wienermobile, everybody calls it a Wienermobile.
It's been the Wienermobile for how long? Like, what, 40, 50 years they've been driving
more
that thing
around? And there's more than one, though.
Because we
can't see it. There's totally more
it's
than
like
one.
It's like Bigfoot, the big monster truck.
But this is my argument. I'm talking about more about the salary, 35-6. So some corporation sells a zillion hot dogs, basically probably a company behind that that sells other kinds of foods. I don't know who owns Wieners.
Oscar Mayer,
but it'd
it's
be
Kraft,
a Kraft, probably Kraft. Okay,
or Conagra.
So you could just write down. Let's pay this guy, this woman $40,000.
Kraft Heinz.
I used to have an argument with an old boss of ours who was kind of in charge of money. You know, it came from higher than him though. When it came to basic what they had to pay people, certain people in the station, in the radio station. So why can't they offer $40,000?
It looks like they do. So it's a base salary of 35.6 with a weekly allowance of $150 for meals and personal travel. So that's
how about 40 and then
plus
on top of that.
Yeah.
And nobody goes broke.
This is,
it's a whole bigger picture thing about trickle down didn't work. We all know that. But
it needs to pay more.
Anybody that's ever been offered a job anywhere and has been offered, 11.8.
Okay, you do.
They offered me 11.5, I think it was. My first now that's a long time ago. I realize that's no money. It isn't, but it's like $5 an hour. But my first full time radio job was like $11.5, and I kept thinking, why didn't they give me 12?
Kraft,
they've got to put you in your place.
Yeah, right.
Generated $26.48 billion of revenue last year.
I realize college kids probably do that. It's a fun, but it's a yearly job though.
Yeah, it's 1 year. You only get the job for 1 year.
Okay. All right.
I mean, they do. It says they do cover 100% of hotel expenses.
Well, they have to. You can't live anywhere.
You wouldn't be able to afford it.
Right.
But $150 a week for meals and expenses is not much.
No.
That's not enough.
That's $30 a day. A 5 day week.
Yeah, $30 a day for eating.
Yeah, you're eating hot dogs.
True.
Yeah, I wonder if you do get as many hot dogs as you can eat.
I don't know. I'm sure people do it for the experience. I drove the Wienermobile for a year.
You'd be able to say you did it.
It's an interesting
in college,
way to see the entire country.
Yeah,
there's no
is.
Reason that's not at least $50,000.
That's what I mean. I didn't want to say 40. It should be $50,000.
And it doesn't look like you do. You don't need a CDL, which I am kind of surprised about.
Ah, we've been beside that Wienermobile. It's not that big. I mean, it's big, but,
it's big.
Where do you measure it from, by the way? Where do you measure the Wienermobile from?
Under, on top of,
the
whatever.
The taint of them.
Does that have clearance? Like, how tall is that thing? Is it in danger of, running into a low bridge?
You probably have to be very careful.
No, I don't think it's that high. I don't think it's that high.
It looks like it is sizable.
Well, I think when we're sitting in the parking lot of the radio show, one of our different place we've been broadcasted from years ago, I was just sitting there, so we all walked out.
You're right. It doesn't look like it's that tall, but it would be interesting. It would be tough to navigate that thing around traffic and corners.
I don't think there's only one person in that either. That's
11 feet. So you couldn't get into the airport parking garage here because that's 10 feet 6 inches.
Well, you can, Todd, if you duck your head.
Yeah, right.
We all do that.
Yeah, I think
right.
they said it.
I still do that.
Yeah. I think I read it's like teams of two people and for each Wienermobile that are always together.
You better hope your Wiener co-pilot is cool. Because that would suck.
I think most people hope that.
Driving on everywhere with a guy in the Wienermobile with you just sucks.
Gonna be stuck with this dude for a year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck. If you ever drove the Wienermobile, we'll take that call. Somebody probably did listening to the program.
I mean, if you had a year and nothing else going on, it might be kind of fun.
Well, and no rent. Like, if you were just on the road, that'd be the only way to make the money work.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're on the road pretty much constantly for the year. And
a good opportunity to see the country.
Yeah.
If nothing else.
Yeah. In the Wienermobile.
Get some hot dogs.
You're going to have stories when the year's over.
And Nick, hot dogs, man.
Yeah.
Hot dogs, man.
Does it have a grill?
Oh, yeah. No, they do all kinds of events and stuff with that thing. And
yeah, I guess you're doing more than driving it around. You're just waving at people from your wiener there.
Take it through the McDonald's drive-thru.
That'd be it. You'd be caught in the McDonald's drive-thru in your wiener mobile.
They're fired.
They'd call you out and say, you can't do that, dude. All right. Also couldn't make it because the weather's bad. Well, The roads are bad. Let's say the roads are bad, exactly, because he lives further out of Omaha. He won't be here today. So, but tomorrow, Robert Carradine, Reagan will be here. Friday, it'll be Emma Willman's going to be in the studio. She's at the Funny Bone this weekend. And Nick's doing comedy Saturday night.
Yeah, Saturday I'll be in Oakland, Nebraska at the Tilted Table.
All right. And we'll be texting you during that, letting you know how the Chief game's going.
Please.
I'll let you alone. Bet you the Chiefs are losing, which they won't. They'll beat the Dolphins. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.